This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Kids attending the president's rallies makes the New York Times photographer despondent. In an op-ed, Damon Winter writes, "It had been a long journey covering the campaign, and I remember being exhausted by the anger I experienced. In those final weeks, I remember being heartbroken that children were exposed to this anger, were learning from it, and participating in it." But kids that are going to the rallies are telling a different story.
Donald Trump, I've been supporting him since the 2016 on our election, and I just came to support and came out here.
Building the wall with soft illegal immigration, which is great.
I want to see that he is the best president of America.
All right, here to weigh in, our panel, RNC spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany, and with the hat on this morning, Democratic strategist Chuck Rocha. Guys, thanks so much for coming on. Kayleigh, I want to start with you. Reading the op-ed, it seemed a bit dramatic, I would say, the concerns that he had.
Yeah, it was rife with hyperbole and exaggeration, there's no doubt. And the New York Times, once again, exposes their elitism. And that's what this article was. It was a leftist elite deriding and decrying Trump rallies. He literally says in the piece that he has to take photographs to remind himself of the humanity of Trump voters. He then talks about the press being siphoned off into cages. That is so false. The press is always siphoned off at rallies, not in cages. And if he was so concerned about that, why not be concerned when Hillary roped them off, literally roped them off, and there's video of it. So complete exaggeration, complete elitism, and it was a ridiculous op-ed.
What'd you make, Chuck? What'd you make of that article?
Well, I think politics is an emotional sport. I also think Kelly's got a lot of big words that I don't understand. But what I do understand is this, is that there's a lot of emotion in politics. If you want to take your kids to a rally, you have every right to do that. Isn't it the right thing to do at this particular time with this particular campaign? That's up to you as a parent. Let me take me, for example. I live with two twin-year-old grandbabies, and I'm very emotional. I've been even known to punch a dude when he makes the wrong decision at me. So what I do is I take my phone when somebody calls me about politics, and I step outside because the things I know I'm going to say, I don't want them twin babies hearing, because I know they're going to repeat it.
Kayleigh, he makes a good point that this is not really a great time for kids to be introduced to politics. The political situation in this country is terrible right now. Maybe don't take them to the Trump rally. Maybe don't let them watch some of the things that they see on TV and some of the things that you read, because there's a lot of craziness on both sides of the aisle right now. I mean, the world is on fire every day if you watch some news stations.
Well, look, I wouldn't take them to a Maxine Waters rally where there's literally encouragement of violent protest against Trump officials, or at least that's how I perceived her statement. But, you know, the kids that you played at the beginning of this segment, I thought it was really interesting to hear, you know, a young person articulate, you know, pretty good arguments against illegal immigration. A lot of these kids walk away having learned something, having been engaged in civics and the political process in a way that maybe they hadn't before. I've been to Trump rallies. As President Trump says, there's a lot of love in the room. I don't agree with this characterization at all. I think it's a good time for kids to learn and be engaged because of this president.
Chuck, on your side, a lot of people say that the president promotes divisiveness and in some cases violence. But can't you also argue the exact same thing? The Democrats and the far left and some of the media have made it to the point where you can't even wear a Make America Great Again hat without being assaulted. I mean, that is crazy.
Again, I am the one who is doing that. I will tell you that I'm an emotional being, and I've said things I regret saying. I've been at that rally in the heat of the moment and said some pretty visceral things at the microphone. It's up to you as a parent whether you want to drag your baby to that visceralness or not. That's what's wrong with our politics overall, is all of this hatred amongst each other. People want to make this country everything that it can be, and we can do without talking down to each other.
Well, he's exactly right, but you got to practice what you preach, I guess. At least he kind of gets it, you know, and I think it's great, you know, to have kids, as Kayleigh McEnany pointed out. I mean, gives them some kind of civic instruction at the ground floor level here. But we're missing, you know, the clear point here is that there's a clear divide here. Are we going to be constitutionalists or are we going to be progressive? Those are the dynamic tensions that are pulling in the middle and causing the frustration and, in some case, some anger. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Martinez live.
The way we roll, and I'm glad you're rolling with us, sharing a part of your day. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Last night, I had an opportunity to see an advanced screening of a movie that was quite raw. And well, I'll tell you, you cannot watch this movie and not be moved with emotions. The name of the movie is Surrender Only to One. And it shows a path to healing for combat veterans. And on September the 11th, churches, other groups can screen this movie for free. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Damon Friedman. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force on active duty and special ops. Has a ministry to veterans with PTSD, as well as this movie that's being screened. He's the executive producer of this movie, Surrender Only to One. Dr. Friedman, sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real honor. I'm grateful to be on the show and just to be able to share my heart and conviction about bringing hope to our warriors who have been so faithful to our country that have fought for, I don't know, now 18 years since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it's time to ask ourselves, are we remembering 9/11? So I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the statistics that you bring out in the movie are quite, it's an eye opener. I mean, it really wakes us up to the reality of what, our vets are going through today. You know, break it down for us, if you would, for our audience that, you know, because part of the problem that we have here, and we've mentioned this repeatedly on the show, and we have a heart towards veterans. We support Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It's doing a lot, for PTSD, victims. And it goes so deep what you bring out in the movie. It's not just the vets, it's the families, how they're affected as well. So this is, I thought you did a great job in presenting, you know, the story, presenting reality. But part of the problem we have, as we said before in the show, I started to say, is that really when you break it down, you only have about 1% of Americans who participate in the military, and of that, you even have a fraction yet that are actually in an active duty situation. And I gotta tell you, as vulnerable as these soldiers were in telling their stories, I was grateful, and you know, for their vulnerability. Even though it was, you know, and I've served in the military, but I didn't go in combat. I stayed stateside during Vietnam, the way things worked out for me and my career in the military, but I was so grateful for the experience. But for those men and women who have been in combat, who have actually faced life and death, that are dodging bullets, whose comrades have died in their arms, this is a whole nother bit of the story that people don't understand, because there's so few of us that experience it, and you might say, thank God for that.
Yeah, so you're asking a very profound question. And you're asking, and so I'm going to unpackage that. So we've been at this war for 18 years. And the interesting thing is that of these, 18 years, coming up to this September 11th, it doesn't matter who you are out there. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. Doesn't matter your religion. All men and a significant percentage of women have gone out and conduct the nation's bidding on the front lines, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and places all over the world that nobody even knows about. There's conflicts happening right now as we speak, and our warriors are at the front lines defending the freedoms of the men and women of this country. 18 years. And so it's fitting that this event, this national simulcast, this that's going to occur during the 9/11 week and the live event here in Tampa Theater on 9/11 is Never Forget. It's Patriots Day, 18 years, and over 2.7 million men and women have deployed on the front lines, supporting the front lines, supporting the war effort directly and indirectly, have been at this. And it just seems like we're forgetting. Mm-hmm. And these men and women are coming back from war with the implications of combat. You mentioned it. What is it like to lose your brother on a four-way intersection bleeding out? What is it like to try to put a tourniquet on to your buddy who just stepped on an IED? What is it like to try to stop the bleeding of a sucking chest wound? What is it like? And you could be at Bagram, Afghanistan, one of the main headquarters in Afghanistan, and your buddy, like my good friend, Nate Nelson, who was supporting an intelligence capacity, special tactics, and he's just sleeping in his rack, and all of a sudden, an artillery shell launched from the enemy hits him while he's sleeping, and he wakes up as a quadriplegic. What is it like to deal with that? What is it like for those warriors that have been hurt or who have seen the pain and the agony for them to come home? These are real issues that are still existing today. And what's interesting is that a lot of these men and women are now getting out of the military. In the military, there's a structure. There's a way that, we can keep tabs on these men and women. And there's a lot of resources in the military, but when they leave, they're on their own. And so a lot of these guys and gals, this is the stunning statistic, this is the one that blew my mind away, that over 20 veterans take their lives every single day.
I know.
That's a catastrophe. That's an epidemic. And we've got to do something about it. And that's why, that was the impetus of this film, and why SOF Missions provides the resources, the groups, the educational materials, the intensive care program that we have. That's why we do what we do. But this is a crisis.
It
and I
is.
Appreciate you bringing us on to talk about it.
Well, it's an honor, Dr. Friedman, in the name of all these vets, of all vets, that have served our country. And one of the lines in the movie says, the general says, this is the land of the free because of the brave. Mm-hmm. And you can just pause on that. And think about it for a moment. Through the millennia, the history of this great country of ours, that we've been blessed to have brave men and women that that go to defend us, that run to danger to defend this country, and we owe them so much. I mean, you can't even put an estimate on it. And this is why, for me personally, and I know for many of our listeners, it's quite galling. with some of the problems that we've had with the Veterans Administration, even the way society has embraced and the lack of embrace and understanding of what our vets have gone through on their behalf so that we could have the businesses that we have here, that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy because of what they put on the line. You know, the treasure, the resource, their blood, their very blood that they put on behalf, invested on behalf of our country and the liberties that we enjoy because of what they do. We owe them a debt that cannot possibly be repaid. We've got more from Dr. Friedman after this. Stay with us, America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Love was stronger.
opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is our commitment to you as we remain fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Dr. Damon Friedman continues. The executive producer of this movie that's going to be released on September the 11th. It's titled Surrender Only to One. Dr. Friedman, as you stated, this is an epidemic. And I, like you, when I first was confronted with the number of 22 of our vets committing suicide, every day, it is an epidemic. It is something that we need to put full attention on. And this movie is going to help to do that because it tells the story. I mean, unlike, I can tell you, my father served World War II. Three of us, three of the brothers, were involved during Vietnam. My older brother, Air Force, second oldest, in the Army, and he was the one that was in the heat of it. He was a field radio operator. And, so he still deals with some of the effects of that, no doubt. And then, of course, I was in the Marine Corps, but served stateside. The thing is about people who go to war is they're very reluctant. I found, even with my dad, because my dad was a medic and was in the campaign, the European campaign, the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton, and he was reluctant to talk much about what happened. And in this, in your movie here, you have testimonies of veterans, what they went through, and they're giving us, as best they can, their raw experiences of what it's like to be in combat.
Yeah, you know, you said something that's really resonating with me, and that is the difficulty of talking about this, to share our story. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that it's very hard to talk about it, but why I do and why the warriors in that film do is because we realize that by sharing our story, we're letting all the other veterans out there that feel isolated, that feel insignificant, feel like, you know, nobody understands, that they're surrounded by people that can't really grasp the severity of what they're going through. And letting them know that there are other people that have gone through the same hellacious events and have found hope. Mm-hmm. And that's what the stories of these six military warriors are all about. As you know, they're diverse, they're unique, they're different. Some really share the challenges of marriage, the marital strife, and as you saw, it got a bit chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them shared about the flashbacks and the black rage and the post-traumatic stress. Some of them shared the difficulty of, you know, coming back to the United States and just settling and being a normal, quote-unquote, person. Surrender Only in One, they're real stories, and I'm very close with the most of those warriors that are on there. And we've realized that by sharing this story, people are coming out. I mean, a lot of people are coming out and they're saying, okay, I'm willing to raise up my hand and say the first thing, the very first difficult thing, I need help.
Yes.
Two, I'm willing to receive it. And then three, the most difficult part, and that is I am going to receive it.
Mm.
You know, and those are some of the challenges. Your family members who have gone and served. Being a field operator during that time, holy smokes, bursting bombs. I know that these guys and these gals, they're struggling. There's lots of warriors that are struggling. And so this is really just the first phase of what SOF Missions is doing. And that's A, our major initiative, creating awareness of the challenges that warriors are dealing with and the suicide epidemic, alarming our country, alarming the people of this nation. People that love God, love our country, love our veterans, so they can ask the next question. Okay, now that I know about this epidemic, now that I know about these warriors, or I've been reminded of the challenges, what must I do?
Mm-hmm.
That part's really important. So not just understanding and appreciating, but actually doing something for these men and women who have, you know, pretty much given their all.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is, Dr. Friedman, is that most of America, you know, can only have a limited amount of understanding of what these young men and women have gone through in combat. Unless you've been there, you don't know. But that doesn't mean just because you don't know firsthand that you can't be compassionate. And this is where the grace of God comes in, is that God's grace can more than make up for the difference of what we don't know or what we think we know. What has happened deep down? I mean, even a first semester Bible student will understand in that phrase about the renewing of our mind. What happens, you know, psychologically to somebody who is in a combat situation where you have life and death? I mean, you have these soldiers telling you that they smell death. They can still smell the smells. It is so captured their senses that even years later, they're smelling burning flesh and the death of somebody that they're holding on to, and looking in their eyes and seeing death. I mean, this is so profound. This is something that, you know, 99% of us will never experience. But these are our fellow sojourners in life, and the people who went to defend the cause of freedom on our behalf. And it is really, that's tough. It's tough for us to understand. It's tough for, I think, even for the soldiers to even be vulnerable enough. And like you said, allow us to come alongside and say, maybe I don't fully understand, but here I am, you know, to come alongside you, and whatever I can do, you know, to be there in support of it. You know, can the soldier, as you say, accept and receive, you know, mercy and grace even from their fellow man? I mean, in the movie, it talks about the surrendering to only to one, and that is the one who really has the answer that ultimately gives us the grace that can renew our mind and get you through these dark areas that they've experienced, that we can only imagine. We have no idea what these individuals, because each individual is different and their darkness is different. And it's so profound, but it requires an incredible amount of capacity for compassion and love and grace. And I think to a degree it's compassion beyond, you know, the human experience. This is why God and Jesus is the answer in what you bring out here, because God has more than enough to handle even the most darkest parts of our minds, does he not?
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you mentioned the factor of God. So in our organization, we treat the challenges that warriors are dealing with psychologically, physically, and spiritually. We're the only, you know, holistic program that we're familiar with. And the factor of God is critical. You know, I was just talking to a program director that's connected with the active duty military and how they wanted to implement a lot of our programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went over and over again. The biggest challenge was the spiritual component. We believe that humans are made of mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly.
And the challenge is for the program that we were talking about integrating SOF missions with is the factor of God. So here we are, and that's the critical component. That right there is the tipping point, because the fact of the matter is that these warriors, they're going to be in some dark times. I remember vividly, which was the impetus of this program, I'm sitting there, I'm going to do a workout, and I get this phone call. And this guy that I don't even know, his name is Kilo Alpha. And at the end of the day, he's sitting there and he's talking about, he said, hey, I'm getting ready to kill myself. I have a gun. My round is loaded. And I'm going to take my life. He said, but I promised my best friend that I would not do it until I called you.
Wow.
And here I am. I'm like, wow, what do I do now? It's the first time in my life.
Exactly.
I've never been put in a situation where I have to
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. sanctions that had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement are back in place against Iran, 3 months after President Trump pulled the United States out of that agreement. This round hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. Sanctions due to hit in November will impact Iran's oil exports. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says the sanctions are already having an impact. In fact, they have since around May.
Because many businesses around the world didn't want to risk losing business in the United States in order to continue to do business with Iran. So the implications are already pretty profound. They'll grow more profound in November when the oil-related sanctions kick in as well.
Bolton spoke on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, how deep, how wide, if you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side, you can count.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know how far my love can go, how deep, how wide, if you want to see.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Wow, what a day, and it just seems like the theme has been a holistic approach. Are you starting to pick up on that? That, you know, we are, as you've heard me say repeatedly on this show, we cannot disconnect from the reality that we are mind, body, and spirit. And what is clear is coming out, whether we're talking with, Dr. Damon, or, you know, our other guest, It grows out of the spiritual, and it reminds us that if we are not connected to the vine, if we're not rooted in the vine, our spiritual bodies are not going to be felt. And then we're out there hobbling on, you know, on one or two legs when we should have three, because it's mind, body, and spirit. So we've ignored the spiritual, and then we're wondering why, you know, what's happening in our bodies. You know, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, we talked about earlier, wonder why our bodies are not responding, why they're unhealthy, we're not balanced, why we're out of kilter, you know, spiritually. We may not even acknowledge and even understand that it's a spiritual thing. And so even with our thinking and how that is affected, it all comes out of that root. You know, are we grounded in the root of life, or do we ignore the spiritual and forget that what is realized in the physical starts in the spiritual? So that is where it all began. So if we're not honoring the spiritual side, and we're complaining because the physical's out of whack, We've got to take inventory, like Dr. Ronnie Floyd was teaching us earlier. We've got to take inventory and do an accounting. Pause for a moment out of the busy days. Get away from those, you know, all those screens and everything that have been occupying so much of our time that, some statisticians say that, you know, occupies about 10 hours a day. Really? I mean, we're so hooked up on Facebook that we really can't pause for a moment and set time aside to really do a deep dive on who we are and what we're all about and where we're headed. After all, it's not just about us, you know, it's about our family. It's the ensuing generations that are behind us that are looking to us as an example, to do that which is right. As God said in Genesis, that if we do right, will it not go well for you? And I've got a real treat for you right now. Robin Bertram joins us. Her new book is Hidden Treasures, Finding Hope at the End of Life's Journey. I want to bring Robin on. Robin's a seasoned speaker and author of this book that faced serious health battles for a year and a half. And it was during which she wrote this scripture-filled practical guide to help us facing difficult seasons, because we will face difficult seasons. Maybe you're right smack dab in the middle of one right now. Robin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you today.
Oh, bless your heart. I trust me, the honor is ours to have you to tell your story. I mean, this is the thing, Robin, is everybody has a story. And, you know, as somebody once said, you know, right now, because of the culture, it's just so embittered and we're so unkind that we need to pause for a moment and think about this to realize that we're all in this same boat together, and that we may not understand what another person is going through at that particular moment. And so what is the cost of kindness? What does it cost us to be kind to another fellow human being that is dealing with maybe just an incredible life experiment? We just got off the phone with Dr. Damon Friedman, who's been doing a lot of work with veterans and the things that they've gone through. 22 vets a day are committing suicide, Robin.
Yes, yes. It's so amazing, because what you're talking about is exactly what this book focuses on, Bill. In the book Hidden Treasures, I really encourage the reader to first look inward, which you clearly mentioned in the intro, and then to look outward. So many times when we're going through life struggles, if we don't know who we are in Christ, we do not have a leg to stand on. So the first part of Hidden Treasures is really a time of introspection. We need to look inward to see, what do we really believe? Because I know that the Lord will turn blight into blessing and trauma into treasures, and He'll bring healing out of our own hurts. In the scripture, Isaiah 45.
Hang on one second, because you said something, Robin. I got to stop you just for a second, because I don't want people to hear that casually.
Sure.
I mean, there is the evidence is clear, experientially, empirically, that God is that good, that He has done this repeatedly. So this isn't some casual, hey, well, let's just make nice, let's talk about godly things. I mean, God is for real. Lives are being changed. Answers to prayer are being fulfilled, because God is faithful to His promises. He loves His creation, and He's there fighting for us, is He not?
Oh, you have said it so wisely. I faced my own possibility of immortality and lived a year and a half waiting, Bill, literally waiting to die. I had been to Mayo. They had given me the diagnoses. We had done all of the testing. They sent me home to wait to die. Mm. So, yes, God is good. Yes, prayers are answered.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a Bible teacher. I've taught the scripture for 30 years. And, Bill, during this time of writing Hidden Treasures, I remember one question came to mind, and the Lord really spoke to my heart. Are you going to believe, Robin, what you've taught for the last 30 years?
Wow.
And it was a very powerful time, because when you're going through struggles, especially facing illness or terminal illness or divorce or the loss of the child, whatever it is that is just life-shattering, you have to have something to hold on to other than yourself. You have to understand that God wants us to have a heavenly perspective. And the whole purpose of writing this book is I walked through traumatic situation with three families that faced terminal illness. And, Bill, I saw them ask so many of the questions that I try to answer in the book with Scripture. Mm. The Lord says this in His Word. He says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Mm. And it's that intimate personal relationship that if we don't start now, we can't develop when we're in the midst of the darkness. We have to have a firm foundation to start with. And so I really encourage the readers to begin that relationship today, to not wait until they're in a season of trouble and trauma, but to go ahead and start understanding who they are in Christ. When you have a firm foundation in Him, then you have something to stand on when life gets very, very difficult.
And it will.
Yes. Oh, it will. And it happens to each and every one of us. Bill, I just am amazed. Every family, every church, every neighborhood has someone they know who is struggling right now. Right today, if you just look, when I wrote this book, I had two family members that were being tested for a very rapid, advanced cancer of the skin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just while I was writing the book. So, you know, I know that the Lord blessed me to share what I learned through my own personal journey.
Okay. Well, we want to get deeper into it. Got to go to break. That's the music. So, telling us that we've got a break coming, so we'll be back with more from
this
Robin after
this. This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-301-1318.
800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You will not go home. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, that song is perfect and that lyric is perfect. And hopefully that's what you get out of today's show. And our guest is that God fully knows you and he loves you. You know, if you can just let that sink in for a moment, you will be so blessed to know that even though you, the last thing on your mind might even be anything that is related to God, I want you to know this, and I know Robin would affirm this as well, is that God's pursuit of you is never ending. Can you imagine that? That he fully knows you, he loves you right where you are, and that the pursuit continues. Robin, Robin Bertram, we're talking about her book, Hidden Treasures, Finding Hope at the End of Life's Journey. Robin is a seasoned speaker, author, and for a year and a half, can you imagine a year and a half dealing with a serious health crisis? One that, you know, doctors said, hey, there's no hope. I mean, she's in pain. And you imagine, I mean, in this, you know, this world we live in, I mean, we don't really manage pain very well. I mean, it's inconvenient, it's painful, and it's very draining on all levels. So she went through this for a year and a half, and I'm sure that her cries to God were deep and profound. And out of that experience comes Hidden Treasures, which is an absolute blessing for us because we've all gone through various, you know, trials, and we will go through those. But what happens when you go to that trial where you think, okay, there's the exit? Am I prepared? Am I prepared for that exit door that we are all that we're all facing? And hidden treasures will encourage you, as Robin said earlier, to be prepared. That it's not a mad scramble at the last minute. I mean, we're not talking about a a first semester a thesis that we have to write up real quick, and we're up all night the night before to do a cramming session so that we can pass the test or fulfill a credit for a college exam. This is life's ultimate test. And we are given warnings and along the way and encouragement along the way to be prepared for that time. Right, Robin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think back, Bill, at the times when I was really struggling. The first couple of months I was very first upset and then angry and then disappointed and then depressed, and you go through all of these emotions, and then you have to decide in your heart, how am I going to handle this situation? And so when I sat down and I thought for myself, how am I going to handle it? I remembered that was a question that came up with these families that I worked with over the years in prayer ministry. How are we going to get through this? I wanted to hold my first grandchild. I wanted to walk down the aisle at my daughter's wedding. And those things were in my future. And I thought, God, I need to be here. And so, I really looked at what I went through myself and the questions that I ask. And I put pen to paper and I started to address these issues all throughout Hidden Treasures, because at every turn, God was there with me. And I think that's one of the most profound lessons that I learned. He hears, He cares, and He knows. He knows what we're going through. So you're right. I spent many nights on my face crying out to the Lord in prayer. And what I found, regardless of the outcome, God was there and He understood my pain. And I think that's what individuals need to know. And this book will help them know that. Not only will it help the individual, but it's also a guide to help the family members.
Exactly.
Family members don't know what to do either.
Mm-hmm.
They're frightened. They're fearful of what's going to happen to their dear loved one. And this book points towards Jesus and our final destination, which is heaven. So I take the reader looking inward, looking outward, and then looking upward. Do you believe heaven is real? It is a real place, and people need to understand what they're going into. It gives us great hope to know that our physical body may die, but our spirit continues on.
Exactly.
And what a joy that is to know. When we know Jesus Christ, we do not come to an abrupt end. We live on with Him into eternity. And that in itself is a great source of comfort to those who are struggling, those who are facing such life challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I was so blessed to that point when my father passed here 14 years ago. God opened my eyes to see, and this is the thing, is being able to see God in these tough times, as you say. And, if you have a relationship with God, a little bit easier to see God sometimes. If you don't, then, some of this might sound a little bit foreign to you. But it doesn't mean that you can't, get on a road and do something about it, so that you start even today to build a relationship with God, so that you understand God. Because there is a time in life when God is paramount and most important, and it's critical for you to hear the voice of God. But at that time when my dad was passing, God encouraged me and lifted me up to see that my father wasn't dying, but that, to your point, he was being born into eternity. So just like his parents were there in expectation when he came into this world, his spiritual parents and God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost were on the other side expecting him to enter into his new life in eternity. And I got to tell you, Robin, that just so blessed me, because of what God did for me and helping me understand that.
Absolutely. And Bill, I think this is so vital. Last summer, I had to go to a funeral where one of my dear friends, 46-year-old woman, passed on into eternity. So, you know, we think we've got all this time. I know I did. I thought, you think you're invincible. You think the time will never come. And the reality is it does come. And to some of us, it comes much earlier than what we had anticipated. And there's no, Apostle Paul said, I don't want you to be foolish in these things. You need to understand. Mm-hmm. And so we really need to understand what life is about and what heaven is about. The offering that Jesus made on the cross when he came to share his life, give his life so that we would have life. And I think that if we know that deep in our spirit, we can face these trials. We can face the hardships because God himself will be walking with us in those times.
And no doubt there's going to be fear that comes along the way. In your book, you address four keys to keeping fear at bay. Why don't you unwrap that a little bit here?
Well, you know, it's fear is probably one of the biggest enemies we have, because when you fear something, the Word of God says it will come up on you. So you have to fight fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And I remember going through that time of fear myself, a time when I felt like life was just spiraling out of control. And so what I did is I really grabbed onto the truth of the scripture that said that God did not give us that spirit of fear. And when you know that it's not coming from God, then you can fight fear with facts. The first thing the devil does is he wants to make you assume the worst. The worst is going to happen. And I remember having visions of myself being an invalid, bedridden, and I literally would have to scream, no, I reject that vision. I will not receive that vision.
Right.
And then you can fight fear with scripture, because God tells us not to fear. He tells us that he will do the fighting for us. And if we know that, we're in the hands of the Almighty God. He's going to do what's best for us. So we can fight fear with scripture. And that's an important thing to do, too. We can fight fear with prayer. Mm-hmm. Without prayer, I would not have survived those days. I know that I would not.
Exactly.
And prayer is intimate relationship and communication with God. We need that more than we need air, practically.
Without a doubt.
It's an essential thing. And if we're not prayerful, we get lost. The devil comes in like a roaring lion, and he plants that seed of fear in us, and then we give into the very thing that was meant to take us out of this world.
In the power of God's word, we're reminded, I mean, Jesus, what did Jesus use when he took on, when the devil tried to take him on? He used the word of God very powerfully.
Yes.
And effectively, right? And that gives us an excellent example. In her book, Hidden Treasures, you're going to find how to find the goodness of God in trying times, encouragement for those facing life-changing diagnoses, keys to finding peace in the journey. What is heaven like? We touched on that a bit, but, you know, think about heaven. Scriptures to rely upon when facing uncertain circumstances, the weapons of your warfare, the Word of God, four keys to keep fear at bay, and how to encourage reconciliation in your family. This is an absolute blessing to everybody. Robin Bertram, Hidden Treasures on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robin. God bless.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com. Get